Let's see, a bit of catching up to do. I'm still in Kobe after a couple of days here. A couple of days ago, rained all day long, which was first time in Tokyo. It got a little bit wet as I was off to Himeji Castle and walked around there in the rain, which was pleasant, but would have been interesting to see all the views without such low cloud hanging out. Himeji Castle is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it was pretty busy with tourists, I have to say. It's probably the biggest concentration of Westerners I've ever come across in Japan, outside of Roppongi Hills. And then the afternoon, walked around the gardens attached to the castle and went to a fantastic udon restaurant where the master noodle maker was present and rustled up something which was just so tasty and delicious and cheap. It was fantastic. And then came back in the evening. A bit of a wander around, a bit of work in the evening. I tried to go to a baseball game at Kushin Stadium, but between me leaving Kobe and actually arriving at the stadium, the game got called off, so I arrived at the stadium with thousands of people milling around and trying to leave again. Yeah, it was actually pretty well organised in the end. And yesterday I was out in Happy Active Town area of Kobe, which is where all the international organisations are based. And I had a meeting there with Dr. Kato and Dr. Osawa at the Hyogo Institute for Traumatic Stress. They told me all about the response that they put in place after the Kobe earthquake on January 17th, 5:46 a.m., 1995, which sounded fascinating. And then I went to the Disaster Reduction Museum. Unfortunately, the Human Renovation Institute was not open, but the Disaster Reduction Museum is probably one of the best museums I've ever been to. Such a depth of material of people's experiences presented really innovatively there. I had a great tour guide, Hiro-san, who was assigned to me and took me around quite a few places and helped me out with the library and asked for certain documents to be printed out for me, which would be really useful for me to take back to New Zealand. Quite interesting to see their welfare response, and actually we're reasonably well aligned, but they're much more onto the operationalization of it, which is going to be interesting for me when I take it back to New Zealand. Mishima-san was 76 years old. I'll put a photo up of him later on my blog, but he was incredible. I thought he was maybe in his early 60s, and I was dumbfounded when he told me he was 76 years old. Anyway, checking out of Kobe this morning. I've got a couple of meetings at the UN and the WHO, and then I'm off to Osaka for a suicide prevention conference where I'm actually listed as an author for a poster presentation where I did some work with my colleagues here a couple of years ago, which has finally made it into print. So I'll keep you posted. That'll be tomorrow, and I've got a big cocktail party and introductions tomorrow evening. And then on the 18th, I've got something else planned entirely, and I'll tell you about that in the next audiobook. I'll link this up to my blog. Cheers.